On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording. The 80th anniversary of D-Day will be commemorated with a special event at a Norwich care home. Care UK's Cavill Court in Cringleford has invited the community to join them on June 6th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for a unique lamp lighting ceremony. Coordinated by Norfolk's Royal Pageant Master Bruno Peake, the event will see more than 100 Care UK homes participate. Veterans serving Army members and local RAF representatives from Marham and Swanton Morley will attend. Guests will enjoy wartime poetry readings and music. The lamp, symbolising peace after the Second World War, will be lit at 10:30 a.m. by 3 residents, representing the land, sea and air combatants. John Clark, 90, a participant and former Navy officer, said, "It is wonderful to be one of the lucky people to light the lamp, light of peace. It is really important we remember those who fought for the lives we have today and pass this on to future generations who are serving today." Home manager Karen Curl added, "We're looking forward to welcoming our friends and neighbours into Cavill Court as we mark this milestone by joining the nationwide lamp lighting initiative."
Norfolk Farms are preparing to open their gates to entertain and educate the public as Open Farm Sunday returns. The annual event on June the 9th offers a chance to see how farmers grow food, care for livestock and manage the environment. Farms across the region are offering guided tours, machinery demonstrations, animal experiences and wildlife discussions. Events include Crown Point Estate, Whittlingham Lane, Norwich, NR14 8TR. The Coleman's family's traditional estate includes 3,500 acres of arable land growing cereals, sugar beet, potatoes, mustard and mint. Visitors can join tractor tours to see crops, working machinery and wildlife, including partridges, pheasants, rabbits, hares, muntjac deer and foxes. Gresson Hall Union Farm, Beatley, Dereham, NR20 4DR. Gresson Hall's farm used to produce food for the inmates at the workhouse. Today, it showcases rare breeds and traditional techniques. Activities include displays, tractor rides, demonstrations, and nature walks. Old Hall Farm, Norwich Road, Wootton, Bungay, NR35 2LP. This 500-acre mixed farm has a dairy, rare breeds animals, and farm shop, cafe and vineyard. Its event runs from 10 a.m, but visitors are welcome from 9 a.m. to buy breakfast and watch milking. Other highlights include farm tours, displays, face painting, cookery demonstrations, and a barbecue and bar. Edford's Care Farm, Browns Lane, Mortby, Great Yarmouth, NR29 3JQ. Edford's is a small organic farm raising pedigree livestock and growing fruit and vegetables. It also operates as an alternative teaching provision. It will have sheepdog and sheep shearing demonstrations, rare pigs, sheep and goats, and a local farmer's market. O.W. Wortley and Sons, Homebrink Farm, Thornham Road, Methwold, IP26 4PH. This 1,500 hectare farm grows cereals and irrigated vegetables. See farm machinery close up, talk to machine operators, and take part in crafts, activities and games. Deepdale Farm, Main Road, Burnham Deepdale, P E31 EDD on Sunday, the organic arable farm uses regenerative farming methods and is mostly managed for wildlife. It offers guided farm walks, green woodworking, and machinery displays, and a chance to learn about wildlife with the Norfolk Rivers Trust and Norfolk and Norwich Bat Group.
Norfolk's farm secretaries are celebrating 50 years of keeping the wheels of a crucial industry turning in a landscape of constant change. The county branch of the Institute of Agricultural Secretaries and Administrators, IAGSA, marked its anniversary with an event at Chet Valley Vineyard in Burrapton. During the last half century, it has had to keep pace with digitisation, reforms to tax and employment law, and the rise of online banking and cloud-based accounting. More recently, the IAGSA has helped its members manage cash flow amid extreme weather and severe fluctuations in costs and commodity prices, while navigating the fallout from bird flu and blue tongue disease outbreaks. It is all part of a complex job description, which includes keeping records on livestock, machinery and cropping, payroll, tax, insurance, HR, health and safety, as well as dealing with regulatory bodies such as DEFRA, the Environment Agency, Red Tractor, and trading standards. Farm secretaries must also adapt to ever-evolving farm payment and stewardship schemes, diversification projects, new natural capital markets, and emerging threats like cybercrime. Professionally, they are integral to an agricultural business, but in many cases they become a part of the farming family too, offering important personal support, particularly during times of stress or grief.
Around 1 in 10 tourism businesses in East Anglia are considering closing as customer spend falls, according to a study by Larkin Gowan. The accountancy firm, which carried out an online survey of 135 businesses from across Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex, found business owners fatigued and with mixed feelings about the future as the cost of living crisis hits their bottom lines. Around 50% of tourism businesses, which participated in the Larkin Gowan Tourism Business Survey 2024, revealed at Jimmy's Farm near Ipswich on Tuesday, reported a fall in profits. 1 in 10 said their businesses may have to close. The survey included feedback from all business types in the tourism, leisure and hospitality sector. It looked at customer behaviour, turnover and profit, investment plans and business owners' views on the future of the industry. It found 83% experienced a change in spending habits among customers, which had a moderate or significant impact on their business. This led to 50% of businesses seeing a fall in profits in 2023. 1 in 3 businesses also anticipate falling profits in 2024. With 32% planning job cuts and 10% suggesting business activity may need to be reduced.
Students at the University of East Anglia, who had one of their key exams cancelled after a computer failure, have had a last-minute shock after being told they will have to sit it after all. More than 200 medical students were queuing up outside their exam hall when their assessment was called off because of an IT problem. They were told the exam could not be rescheduled and their final marks would be calculated using averages from previous tests. Many have since gone on to secure jobs and are preparing to begin their careers after their scheduled graduation this summer. But just a week ago, the students at the Norwich Medical School were informed of a shock U-turn from UEA bosses, which means they will have to sit the cancelled exam after all, with the assessments due to take place within days. The decision came after the General Medical Council, the independent regulator of doctors in the UK, raised concerns that the students would be underqualified without the assessment. While the initial exam was cancelled on March the 22nd, the 211 students were not informed of the U-turn until May the 14th.
Concerns about stalled plans to redevelop and preserve one of the city's most eye-catching buildings have been raised. Proposals to rejuvenate the former Royal Hotel emerged in 2019, when Indian investment firm Turnit Capital said it wanted to convert the first, second and third floors back into a hotel, with global brand Accor lined up to operate it. As well as creating 40 jobs, a rooftop bar and restaurant would have to be built, with the upper floors of the late 19th century building undergoing complete renovations. Permission for the overhaul of the Agricultural Hall Plain building was granted by Norwich City Council, which said it would increase vitality and activity in the city centre and be the optimum viable use of a historic listed building. The Norwich Society also supported the proposal, welcoming the prospect of the heritage asset being returned to its original use. But 5 years later, the scheme seems to have been dropped. Turnit Capital and Accor have both been approached a number of times for comment by the Evening News, but no reply has been received. With the building's immediate future looking murky, a Norwich Society spokeswoman said, "The Royal Hotel is a significant part of Norwich's Victorian built heritage. It is disappointing that the proposed renovations have not proceeded, but the last 5 years have not been propitious for property investment and development."